Hello and welcome to The On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Brie, and it's a beautiful day to podcast.
It's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome to a surprise episode. Surprise, bitches.
You didn't think you were going to get us, but you did.
Yeah, so we, like the rest of you, at least I think, maybe some of you have boycotted the show currently, but we watched the premiere last week, and we watched it together, and we wanted to kind of just give you our overall reactions to the new season and the first episode. We're giving you this episode. It's showing up in your podcast feed, wherever you're listening right now. If you enjoy this episode and you want more of these reaction episodes, we might be grouping some. We might do like a mid-season reaction. We might do a weekly. It's just kind of depending on the show and our schedules. But if you're into this and you want more of them, you can do so by being a $10 patron on our Patreon page.
Yes.
Which, Brie, want to tell them how they find it?
Yeah. Well, you can head to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom, or you can go to our Instagram at theoncallroompod. It's in our bio there, and it's always linked wherever you listen in the show notes. So you can also three different places that you can find it.
Yep. So that's our $5, not to be confused, $5 is bonus episodes, which this month we did a Halloween one and we forgot an episode. So, you know, we're not perfect.
Okay, but I don't think that actually was a Halloween episode. I'm just saying, maybe I'm confused by it, but I deep dove and that, and I don't remember another Halloween episode because we just watched that one too. I could be losing my mind.
We're probably losing our mind, but that's okay. But that was a bonus episode. These are reactions, and we used to just put them in the regular feed, but we want to keep going in season 15. We don't want to stop that, where we're like enjoying, just like keep chugging along. So if you want to hear our reactions, you will get this one, but the rest will be behind the Patreon paywall, which we really appreciate because that's just recording another episode a week, and your support means a lot to us. So,
yes.
However, I will just say too, if you do want people to talk with and know thoughts about the podcast and you can't quite make the $10 swing work right now, for $2 a month, you can join our Facebook group. And there is a ton of chatter there about the new season, about the new characters. So that's another great place also to just talk with people, probably other than your real family and friends who watch the show still.
Yeah. Our wonderful moderator, Jade, we couldn't run this podcast without Jade.
No.
I feel like we need to start having Jade listen in and she can be our sound editor.
I'd love, and then she could chime in. I know she doesn't
like
have to. She's like too busy and successful to do that for us. But I also, Jade, if you're listening, I wish you were just the third party here that could just randomly be our podcast ghost answerer.
Yes, because Jade would know all the answers. But I will say that every new episode before AIDS airs, Jade creates a post in the Facebook group. And so you can post there. There's a thread. Obviously, if you want to post about something later on or whatever, feel free. But just if you're like want a live watch with people, that's a great place to go on Facebook because people will react and respond to what's happening like real time.
Yes, it's super fun. So okay, without further ado, how about since we normally do first notes, we have the monologue in front of us. So Brie, why don't you set the tone and read us the monologue?
Yeah, okay. So this is season 19, episode 1, Everything Has Changed. It was written by Krista Vernoff. It was directed by Debbie Allen. And I'm going to jump into the monologue. Transplant surgeons typically transport donor organs by carefully packing them on ice and racing as fast as they can to the recipient. The organ can only survive a certain amount of time until it's placed into its new body. At best, the heart and lungs only have 6 hours. But recently, scientists have developed machines that can improve these odds. Essentially, certain organs can now travel in a box that continuously perfuses them with nutrients, preserving their viability. This innovation has allowed us to increase the number of organs available for transplantation. And for over 100,000 people in this country who are currently waiting for an organ, it's a chance at a new life. When you get a new organ, you spend your life on medications designed to suppress your immune system so that your body won't reject it. But at least you have a life to spend and a body to medicate. Second chances can feel like an insult if you can't get over what you lost the first time around, or they can feel like a miracle. Like a hard-fought victory, a chance to live the life you've always wanted, Meredith Gray. And then I'm just going to read the short summary. After a long 6 months, Gray Sloan Memorial has reinstated its residency program. A group of talented and striving young interns have been recruited as the attending surgeons work to rebuild the program to its former glory. Meredith, still functioning as the interim chief, sees Nick for the first time since she rejected his offer to move to Minnesota. Meanwhile, Bailey tells Richard she's not ready to return to work. Levi works up the courage to break disappointing news to Joe, and things turn awkward when Link realizes he has met one of the interns already. With Amelia and Maggie's help, the new doctors are thrown into their first day on the job dealing with injuries from a recent tornado.
Perfect. Love that. I had some thoughts during that monologue because I have a really hard problem with, like, while I'm watching what's happening in the openings of any of these episodes, I can't also listen to the monologue. It's just very hard for me. And I feel like this comparison they're making to this new technology in organ donors and how, like, you know, it's no longer just like a little Yeti cooler that they like fly around. It's new and improved. And because of that, all these good things are coming. I am making a connection of like sometimes things change for the better. And like, here are about 5-6 new interns. You know, it's new, it's different, but like, it's gonna, show is not gonna help people, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I wonder if there's something to do with that, or if it's just that there was a shit ton of transplants in this episode, but I do feel like could be some sort of connection there.
Yeah. And kind of the thing that I got from the end that I didn't really realize, when we watched it, second chances can feel like an insult if you can't get over what you lost the first time around. I thought about Nick Marsh.
Yes.
Or they can feel like a miracle, like a hard-fought victory, a chance to live the life you've always wanted. She's chief. So like, there's kind of both going on there.
Yeah.
But let's get into it. What you have in front of you the names of the new interns, right?
Yes, I'll just quickly name them. So do we care about the actors' names? I'm going to say no right now because otherwise I'm going to get confused. So we have Benson Blue Kwan. He's played by Harry Shum Jr. He was on Glee, but he also, it appears like that he is the one, I think he's older than the others. And he was the one that was very like go-gettery. Like, he faked the thing about his brother, that part. Okay, so that's him. Then we have Adelaide Kane, who's playing Jules Millen, who is the one who slept with Link and then totally blew him off, which we can talk about. Then we have Alexis Floyd as Simone Griffith, and she is the one who told at the end of the episode that her mother passed away at this hospital when she was born. We have Nico Terho as Lucas Adams. So this is a shepherd. He's Derek's nephew or Amelia's nephew, Meredith's nephew, all of their nephews. We don't know who his mom is yet. And then we have Midori Frances, who's playing Mika Yasuda. And she is the one who said she would hope for the patient because the patient's mom didn't think she could hope. Like, she was afraid to hope. So those are our 5 new interns. Let me just say their first names again. We have Benson Blue Kwan. We have Jules Millen. We have Simone Griffith. We have Lucas Adams and Mika Yasuda. Mika? Now I can't remember how they said it in the show. I should know this.
That's okay. We've only watched it once, not 10 times like we...
True.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call her Dr. Yasuda.
All right.
So those are our new interns. Okay. Initial thoughts. What were your, just like, we watched it together. You've had time to reflect. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. So initially when watching it, I mean, there were definitely parts that I think both of us got some GGBs and we can get into those. There were also some parts that I feel like we both were like, wait, what? We weren't paying attention. You know what I mean? Where you're like, I'm not really interested in what's going on. Overall, I felt okay about it.
Okay.
I hesitate to go any deeper until we keep talking about it. But
yeah, that's
overall
fine.
Thoughts. Okay, yours.
Yeah, mine are like, if I'm comparing it to early Grey's, I don't love it. It's a different show. If I'm just pushing that opinion away and looking at it as just like, okay, here's a new season of a show that I watch. It was, I think it might've been better than other previous premieres. Which, let's just jump in. I want to say that, and I read this in an article, you sent it to me in that email, actually, the interview with Chandra Wilson, but she said something in this interview that really, I feel like, is exactly what I'm feeling, which is, you know, we've had new rounds of characters before. Like, we've had the Jackson and April class, we've had Stephanie and Joe, and then we had, like, the Levi Helm group. And I feel like the last group, Levi Helm, they said something like, they brought these characters in and they tried to figure out their stories along the way. And that just didn't work. Like, we still feel like we don't understand who those characters are. And I feel like they have a plan for all five of these people. And so already I feel like a little bit more purpose around them. Like, I don't know. It just feels like they're not like throwing five new actors and they're like, we'll see what their story is. I think, and I like to believe, and according to that interview, that they like, they have a specific plan for each and every character.
Yeah. I wonder, how did you feel about them? Like, kind of, to me, it feels like they're not really trying to like reinvent the wheel. Like, it felt like five new interns that we could maybe relate back to our original magic.
Yeah, I mean, I felt that way in the sense of like, there's five of them, it's a group, they're not all best friends yet. They all have different personalities, but I don't know that I can do like a direct draw of like, because even like, for example, what's her, I'm already so bad at names. Jules Millen, she is the one that slept with Link. So, you know, your brain might go like, oh, Meredith, you know, whatever. But her reaction to Link was completely different than Meredith's was to Derek. Like, she was, and so like, I just don't know necessarily that you can, that like, that's why I think I feel okay with it. It's not like that one Mirror episode where there like was a Christina and there was a George. I feel like there's this idea of magic, but they're not trying to show us the same characters. I hope. I feel that way right now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think they're trying to give us a little bit of nostalgia, like with the character who lies about his brother. I feel like that is very Alex Karev. And then obviously we have It's a Beautiful Day to Save Lives, the Meredith thing. Like, we have like little nostalgic moments that maybe as a longtime viewer would make you feel more invested in these characters. But I feel like they're different enough that they're going to create their own storylines for them, that they're not going to just be like a replica, because they can't do that. And I think obviously they're writers of a TV show. They know they can't do that. They know that's not going to work, but they have to pull us in some way. And so just giving us little sprinkles of moments that would maybe pull at a Grey's BB's heartstrings, I feel like was smart enough writing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I almost wish that the Derek's nephew reveal hadn't happened in the first episode. Cause I feel like, but also it kind of had to, like they had, but like that was a little surprising to me in a good way. I mean, they can't do like another sister. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like this is also, it really shows that like, holy shit, time has passed since this first, like, you know what I mean? Like, enough time has passed that like Derek's like young nephew is now like in this part of med school. Also, like, they're, you know, leaving a little bit of like mystery around Simone's mom. Like, was this a patient we knew about? You know, like, because like timing wise, it's, I don't know that it's possible, but like Richard might know, you know, like someone like who's been there longer. So like, I have a little bit of like, ooh, maybe I wonder what that story will be like about her mom, or maybe that's it. But I don't know. I have some, and like the brother thing, like you immediately were like, oh, he doesn't have a brother. He's lying. I didn't. And so it's nice to see. I was like, if this is an actual real story, I'm going to be so bored. Like, oh, you had a brother that died and like you're using this already. But it was more interesting to me that he was like lying about it because he's a good doctor and he just wants to get ahead.
Yeah. So how did we feel seeing Nick Marsh?
I feel unrealistic that like he heard Meredith in the hallway and then they did not speak for 6 months. Like that was a traumatic moment, I guess, you know, like what Meredith said and like what he said in that fight, but like shocking to me that they've not had connection since then.
Yeah, especially, yeah, 6 months is a long time to not have any communication. And for it to end so abruptly like that, after so much between the two of them, yeah, it doesn't seem super realistic. Can I say my biggest issue with the episode?
Yes, I wonder if it's the same as mine.
Go. My biggest issue with the episode is that we didn't get any insight into how they rebuilt this residency program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I mean, we'll get into the Owen and Teddy thing too. Similarly, the time jump really bothered me because for those two storylines, it felt like, why did they even put those in the show? Because they just mm-hmm. resolved them by a time jump, which really annoys me.
I agree. Like, it would have been really enticing, I think, to leave off, to start up exactly where we left off with Meredith yeah. in that, like, literal, like, breakdown. But I wonder if it's a combo of, like, maybe they ended that season not quite knowing what they were going to move forward with. And in the writer's room over the summer, they were like, we need a fresh start. We've dug ourselves in this hole. We can't, you know, like Ellen doesn't want to be here for more than 8 episodes. So we need to wrap this up and we need to get moving. I honestly feel like that has to be a part of it. It's like one of those, it's kind of like the Alex Karev, like they might be working with what their actors are willing to do.
Sure.
But I agree. Like, I'm super bummed. At the same time, though, like, I don't know what we would have seen for some of them. Like, Bailey's been off work. Richard was traveling with Catherine, and Teddy and Owen were in another country. So, like,
drinking rosé every day.
Exactly. And Owen was surfing. So, like, I don't know how, like, that would have, I don't know what they would, there would have had to eventually be a time jump, I think. I feel like they try to do that thing and it's like exposition in the beginning of where they're like, Bailey comes in and she's like, you're starting this program 6 months earlier than you should, you know, like, so like, and then they make this whole statement that they handpicked this new class. It's not the best grades. It's based on other things. And so I don't know. It's like, they try to like quickly set the scene. But it is a little jarring if you were watching, like binge watching these and you saw Meredith have a breakdown and then she's fine, it'd be a little shocking.
Yeah, I wonder if they will include any kind of like flashbacks to those 6 months throughout the season at all, or if we're really just to, you know, or any reference to it, or we're just plowing forward. And I guess I'm not expecting that. But it might be nice to get some type of insight to how like Bailey was doing during those 6 months, yes. or like Teddy and Owen. Like, even though they did the time jump, okay, so I guess I can get over the residency program thing because I guess who really wants to watch that anyway? I guess I would have wanted to watch Meredith maybe struggle and try and figure it out. I cannot get over the fact that they just spent a lot of money with a lawyer and Owen is like back to work. Like that drives me mad. Like
that entire season was built towards Owen doing like giving those medicines to the veterans and then like his career ending. Like the whole season was built towards that.
Yes. And then now he has to be supervised, which like for 6 months and
it's going to last a day.
Yeah. It just like that specific storyline. I'm like, why did we build this up? Because it could have still been 6 months later and they could have still come back and we could still be like in litigation and we could have been like dealing with Teddy and Owen and like them running away and all these different things. But instead it's just like, no, we spent like $1.5 million or however much they spent on a lawyer and it's all resolved. And like, that is such a dumb way to get out of this storyline.
Exactly. I agree. Like we had court episodes, you know, with like Meredith and we had them with Callie in Arizona. Like we could have had court episodes with Owen.
Yeah, which we should have. And I think it's kind of frustrating because like Owen gets away with everything.
Well, someone made a good point in our Facebook group too of like a lot of unresolved storylines last season. Like I actually, in retrospect, last season was kind of a flop. Like I think about like Owen being sort of not able to walk and then he was like, just like it was really, and like Megan being there, it was chaotic a little bit. And so I like I'm just like, because I just watched it and I'm trying to be positive. This premiere was to me better than last season. Like it at least felt a little cohesive and it felt like Grey's. There was medical stuff. You know, I did enjoy, like, if we barely have a main cast anymore of our originals, I do it like at least like to see them teaching, like doing what Mark did, what Derek did, what Addison did. Like it's at least nice to see them doing that, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that you and I have come to a point in this podcast and this show where, I mean, we lived through the COVID season, all of you did listening. Like, we just have to kind of accept that it's not going to be original Grey's anymore. And it hasn't been for years and years. I think what's really helped me this season is actually what we're doing right now in rewatching season 15 and realizing how much I'm liking season 15.
Yeah.
That, like, I hated season 15 when I watched it when it came out. And it, like, in like retrospect of like season 18, it was like that there were like, you know, we joked so much about like the windstorm episode and then we just rated it a 10 out of 10. And so I think like I'm trying not to be super cynical about this and just recognize that like my expectations for this show have to be completely different. We know that Ellen Pompeo is like only in 6 or 8 episodes or whatever. Like we just understand that it's not going to be the same thing. So if she's not going to be there, I really want them to invest into these new characters.
Yes.
And I guess
it kind of feels like they're trying to.
Yeah. And I guess I'll be open to that. I do still think, and this is not me being cynical, but I do still think that they should consider wrapping up this show.
Absolutely.
Not because I don't like Grey's Anatomy, but like we're just really running out of things to do.
I think, and like, again, or just make it a spinoff, like use the Grey's name and like have it start over, which maybe this is a setup for that. I honestly feel like they're probably just going to keep calling it Grey's Anatomy. But in our brains, we'll have to just understand that it's a different show. They're just making too much money. I mean, hell, we're still watching.
Right. We have a podcast about it. So I guess
we really do. Yeah, I know. And so, there was a couple, I don't know, there was some like good moments. I'm interested to see when Bailey does come back. I'm glad she was like there. I love nail done, hair did Bailey. Like, I love that she's like, do I look back? You know, I love that she's having that. I really did. It's a beautiful day to save lives. At first I was like, wait, is he just like randomly saying that? Like, what are the odds? But that like moment was kind of cute. Also, there was a weird part. I don't know if this was supposed to be, but Meredith, it's right after Lucas. Is that his name? God, I'm so bad at these new names. It's like my brain can't take anymore. Baby Derek. Lucas Adams. He messes up and there's like standing there, you know, and Meredith says, stop looking at me like that. And like, and tells him to go do something. Remember when she says to Derek, like, stop looking at me like that, in a very different context. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was about Derek undressing her with his eyes. But like, I don't know. There was like that line. There was just some things that felt, I don't know, a little similar. So.
Yeah. What did you think of the black scrubs?
Okay. That's what I was going to say. For me, one of the things that I didn't love was what we talked about, which is what even Ellen agreed with, that like some things are just a little bit too in your face. And while obviously I agree with Joe, like if you all know me and Bree, you know how we feel about women's rights and reproductive rights. But like the like whole like sort of like catchphrase moment just feels like they should be more creative with it. What was the other moment when that lady was like, I want to be a tree, like leave it at that. But then she's the whole like, having a casket in this is polluting the world and climate change and we're all going to die. I was like, okay. Like the only part of that tree thing that I thought was clever was when Meredith asked how the patient is and Nick goes, she's not a tree. And she's like, what? Like that was, but like the whole speech that lady gave was just like, it's like, we get it. We know. Like,
yeah,
be more creative.
Yeah, and it was like just annoying with all the doctors like nodding along with her. You know, it's like that type of very annoying. What do we think about Nick running the residency program?
I think it's a great way to get him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for them to, I'm assuming they have to, please God, like at least set up their relationship so it works. Like I can't have a breakup and then this whole year and a half be for nothing. Mm-hmm. And he was a good teacher. Like I really enjoyed the thing he said to, oh my God, it's Lucas Adams, when he said something like, you're shame spiraling right now and that's for yourself. And like, you need to, like, we need to think about the patient right now and like end today better than it started. Like, I think sometimes we all have really bad days and we're like, this day can't come back, but it's like, you can make a choice to try to end it better. And I thought that was like a great teaching moment. So I feel like he could be a really good teacher. Also, I'm liking the whole transplant, him being there. I told you, like, that's such a storyline that we didn't get a lot of. We never saw the other side of it, like the patient who passed away and is giving the organs. And I love before surgery when he does the thing where he says their name and what they like to do and like makes them honor their life. I feel like that's very touching.
Yeah, I really, really love that, that he adds that in, that that was brought up last season and it's continued at the start of this season.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say except maybe like what are your hopes and dreams for this season?
Well, I hope Levi is chief resident, right?
I think Meredith said you'd make a good chief resident. I mean, I think we are to assume that he will be. Yes.
I like that. Like, I feel like, again, in this rewatch, we're like, okay, like Levi has been here a while. So like, that's great. Honestly, his performance and his giving the delivery about like that he wants to be the vagina and like, but he like cannot do OB. That was like great. I thought that was a great little moment. And so like continuing to give him more screen time, like he's been with us long enough. Let's like keep showing that. I thought that was great. So I guess for me moving forward, I just want depth of character. Like give me an episode that's like focused on one of the interns. Like maybe it has the whole hospital in it, but it like we learn about that one. Like I would like some of that so that if anything happens to any of them or they experience things that are like emotional with a patient, we actually have like some sort of frame of reference and like emotion connected to them. So like remember how much we loved Steph? You know what I mean? Like that didn't take very long and we got attached to her. So like I'm trying to have faith that that can happen again.
Totally agree. I feel the same way. I want to know where Helm is. What's going on with that?
Yes, what the hell? I don't even care where Nico is, to be honest.
No, don't give a shit about that. Especially in watching season 15 again. Wow.
Kai better be back.
That's what I was just going to say. Where is Kai? They are not around. And I would like to know what is happening with Amelia and them. So,
yep.
Yeah, I guess I would also like to see, I don't know that I necessarily want to see Owen and Teddy fighting because we've seen that so many times, but I do want to see like maybe some acknowledgement of like what Owen put his family through, like some resolution there or something instead of just like we fixed it. And I think we're probably going to get that because it looks like Teddy is pissed as hell at Owen.
Yeah. Yep. I hope there's more. I want Teddy back in the way that she was in the earlier seasons, you know, just like,
yeah.
I'd love to see her teach again, like take one of the interns under her wing, like she did with Christina. That would be great because the way she taught Christina was so intense. Like I could see her working with that, the first guy I mentioned, Blue as he goes by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's kind of cocky and I feel like Teddy could like, she always like quashes that, but then makes you like work for it a little bit.
Yeah.
I had another thought. Oh, also interesting. Remember last season we ended with like Joe thinking she was in love with Link and then like the whole timing of it all. They're clearly like just friends right now. And I'm hoping that the thing with Jules, she seemed very uninterested, which like, I feel like could go two ways where he's just like embarrassed and moves on or where because of that, it's like playing hard to get and he can't stop thinking about it, you know? But I didn't get that because he seems like he's sleeping around a lot. You know what I mean? He had to like reference which one she was to Joe. So I'm hoping that that is just like a little blip, but maybe not like a continuous thing.
Yes, totally agree. I mean, I am you know, I'm going to be here for it whether I want to be or not. So I'm just trying to go in with a positive attitude. If you had to rate this first time watching it, not in a rewatch, how many scalpels do you think you'd give it?
I don't know. I don't even know what to base it off of.
I know. It's really tough.
It's not a five. It's better than a five. I'd say like a six, a solid six.
That's what I was like felt about it. There were like some moments where I giggled or like I did get GGBs when he said it's a beautiful day to save lives. So there, and Meredith looking down, like that was a special moment when she brought all of the interns into that room. It felt very much like what Richard did in like the beginning season. So yeah, I think there is some potential here. I will just be interested to see how they play this out without Ellen Pompeo really being there, especially if Nick Marsh becomes the resident
Does he stay and Ellen leaves, or is he leaving also? That'll be interesting to me.
Yeah. So
we didn't even, also really quick, we didn't even talk about Maggie and Winston because
there's
wasn't
nothing
really
to
much.
Talk about.
I know, but like, I'd like to see more Maggie too, like how she was in the seasons we're currently watching. You know what I mean? I feel like she plays a really big role. Real quick, rapid question. If you had to pick a favorite intern so far, or one you're, maybe not favorite, one that you're excited to learn more about, which one is it?
It would probably be Derek's nephew just because of that connection. Or was it
Lucas
Simone?
Adams.
Or was it Simone was the one who's...
Yep, Simone Griffith is the one whose mother passed away.
Yeah, I'm interested in that storyline as well.
Yes, same. Awesome. I think for me, my choice is going to be Simone. I want to know if Richard knows that his mom, you know, like did, if the patient, I just want to know if there's any connection.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, listeners, those are our first thoughts on the new season. Again, if you have thoughts about it, you can become a patron and tell us all about them in the Facebook group. $2 a month.
And just a reminder, these reaction episodes will now be behind a paywall on our patreon.com/theoncallroom for a $10. We'll add it. We got to add it to the Patreon page so people know. They'll be there. No promises on weekly, but like they will be there because we're going to be watching the season and we're going to give our thoughts here. So you can stay tuned there. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening, for supporting us. And you know, this is like a Grey's support group. So let's all just support each other as we continue to watch the 19th season of this damn show.
Time of death is 2048.
Beep.